Joining us on the line is Juliet Beck to let us know about what's happening regarding the protest of President Zedillo of Mexico, who is in California, I believe was in Sacramento just this morning and maybe heading to San Francisco tonight. Juliet, can you first let the listeners know how you became involved with this?
Sure. I'm the coordinator of the California Fair Trade Campaign, a group that has been advocating for the public interest in trade agreements. So we were opposed to NAFTA and opposed to Fast Track. And President Zedillo, now that he is joining with Governor Davis to build business alliances, we're certainly concerned that any new business deals include and prioritize, in fact, labor and environmental protection.
Certainly a couple of good goals that I can think of right off the top of my head. Zedillo was in the state capitol this morning?
He sure was. We got to see him, and we were there with quite a colorful coalition of immigrants groups and Zapatista supporters who are concerned about the militarization of Chiapas, and fair trade groups and anti-sweatshop activists. And there's also a large contingent there from labor and from the Mexican nationals who are concerned about the year 2000 election and want to have a voice in the year 2000 election, even though they live here in the United States.
As I understand it, media people had to have a special press credential in order to be admitted to discuss anything or even hear what President Zedillo had to say. I guess if you only ask the right questions, they might let you ask a question.
Well, they certainly didn't want protesters there either.
The protest. What actually happened?
Well, we've been trying to secure a permit for the last week to have a more of a physical presence up into the Capitol steps. But I think the Davis administration, the Sacramento police here, have done everything they can to keep protesters at bay. So they had us quadrant off into a little section where we were very visible. We had huge props of Zedillo and corn symbolizing autonomy and sovereignty and local control, which is exactly what free trade policies are against. And we had lots of signs and weren't even allowed to use a bullhorn, unfortunately. But we had a very powerful, colorful presence despite the attempts of the Sacramento establishment here to suppress protests. It was really, in fact, a violation of our First Amendment right, the rigmarole that we had to go through to try to have a presence here today.
We're talking with Juliet Beck about the protest which took place at the state capitol this morning, protesting the visit of Mexican President Ernesto Zedillo. Julie, you bring up a very, very important point, and that is that increasingly we get presented with this thing, the land of free speech and all of that. But in reality, for people who want to protest against the rich and the powerful, increasingly throughout the country, those protesters are saying, oh, yes, you can protest, but over here in this corner far away, or as far away as we can force you to be, correct?
Correct. It's really unfortunate. I mean, this is the voice of the people. This is the voice that's going to hold these politicians accountable to the needs of human beings and the planet, and yet they want a silence. You can see what type of agenda is at work here. It's a corporate agenda.
We are also going to have another protest in San Francisco this evening, correct?
Yes, we sure are. It's at the Fairmont Hotel. Zedillo is jumping from hotel to hotel. He's not meeting with the people, unfortunately, in this trip. And so we will be following him wherever he goes, and he'll be showing up at the Fairmont Hotel tonight.
So he's going to be at the Fairmont Hotel is what we're saying.
Yes.
And tell the listeners a little bit more about the protest and how they could get involved with SAME if they wanted to do that.
Sure. We'll be at the Fairmont Hotel in San Francisco, where we'll be trying to remind Governor Davis and President Zedillo of the realities of their free trade policies and to remind them that human needs have to be prioritized. We're putting the human face on the global economy here, on this business relations that Zedillo and Governor Davis are embarking on. And so we'll be there with gigantic puppets of sweatshop workers and indigenous people and large, colorful props and big signs. It'll be a lively demonstration starting at 6:30 p.m. in front of the Fairmont Hotel, which is at California Street at Mason.
And if people wanted to get more information, is there a number that they could call?
Sure, they can call me at 415-225-8197.
Do we know how long President Zedillo is going to be in California?
He'll be here 3 days. He's making stops in Sacramento. He's here today, actually, in Sacramento at the... Right now, there's a protest going on right now as we speak. Anyone is welcome to join in the fun there. We march from the Capitol over to the Sacramento... convention center.
Okay.
The convention center on 14th Street, I believe.
President Zedillo is at the convention center?
He's there having lunch. He's hobnobbing there. And then he'll leave for the Fairmont Hotel in San Francisco this evening. And tomorrow morning he's addressing, go figure, 40 CEOs at the Bank of America building.
I'm shocked. I can't believe that. Oh, my gosh. You mean he's not going to talk to, like, you know, workers or anything?
No.
So let me get this right, okay? Good old Ernesto is over at the convention center having lunch right now in Sacramento. And if you were close to there, you could probably get over there and tell President Zedillo what you think about him and his policies if you got over there quickly, if you were in Sac, right?
Exactly.
And if you needed to get to San Francisco this evening, it'll be at the Fairmont Hotel, and that's at California and Mason, you said?
Yes.
Juliet Beck, thank you for joining us to let us know what's happening regarding the protests of the visit of Mexican President Ernesto Zedillo. And let me say thank you very much for going out on the line to try and bring a little justice to our part of the world.
My pleasure.
Thank you for joining us.
Sure, great.
Great. Reporting for KVMR-FM, People's Tribune Radio, and the Grassroots News Network, I'm Mike Thornton.